Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We're going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it?
We got it.
Hey.
You want it?
We got it.
Hey.
You want it?
We got it.
You want it?
We got it.
Hey.
You want it?
We got it.
Hey.
You want it?
We got it.
Hey.
You want it?
We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
We can't even do a show without some major drama jumping off. Somebody getting shot. Somebody screaming. Then the police having to come to the rescue. For all y'all motherfucking new listeners, welcome to Hot Talk Radio. The hottest thing smoking in the whole wide world. Hold on. Somebody got their motherfucking hand up already. And I'm finna find out who it is, world, because you know they finna get cussed the fuck out. Nobody puts their hand up between 9:15, maybe 9:30, till I'm finished doing my intro. Let's see who the fuck this is, world. Let's see. Who are you, you masked marauder?
This is your girl, L. Lady Reza.
Oh,
how you
shit.
Doing?
Okay, excuse me. Y'all got to excuse me. Shit. Now, wait a minute, Dr. L. You already know what's wrong with me. Same thing wrong with me that's wrong with me every day. I'm going to see if you're going to pass the test, or I'm going to have to send you right up to your page.
Oh,
what's
no.
wrong with me? Right? Yeah, I'm writing motherfuckers up and posting it on their page right now.
Oh,
that's
my.
What I do. It's so many folks wrote up right now. I ran out of ink, so I had to start doing it electronically.
Okay.
Now, you know, Elle, if you do something electronically, like email and all that, you never run out of ink. So what would the world do now, the fact that I am doing write-ups electronically? without all our crayons and Le Papier. The fuck they gonna do now?
I know. It's so easy now. It's just too easy to write.
I'm just motherfucking emailing write-ups.
Oh,
for
my.
All y'all motherfuckers that know y'all done fucked up, send them to see how long we was gone. We left up out of this bitch Thursday. Okay, so for all y'all that did some fuck shit from Thursday to now, what you want them to do, L? Check their inbox?
Yes.
And you know, right now, we're doing it discreetly because L has the power to write motherfuckers up to. I just given her the power. She is now the ambassador of writing up to. So if you get a write up from L, I co-sign on it. Just like motherfucking Pimpin' Sweet and Ragged Ass Gangster Pimpin' Sweet Swerve. Damn, Sweet Swerve. That's what happens when you motherfucking be on them locos. Shit. Swerve and them be co-signing on each other's motherfucking write-ups and shit. We co-sign too. You know what I'm saying? Right. So whenever AL write a motherfucker up, just know I agree.
Thank you, Lady Libra.
You know you're more than welcome. You know what I'm saying? Because Swerve always co-signing on Sweet write-ups and whatever Sweet say. They can motherfucking send me a fucked-up-ass playlist. But when he find out Swerve sent this playlist, he going to make it official some kind of motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? I'm so sick of them gangsters and the pimps. I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm so glad I'm a player. I don't know what to do. And he going to put his hand up like that means something. Your hand means you accept your write-up, motherfucker. Listen, turn that shit down, motherfucker.
Yeah.
In the ass, mother. Check your page
for
your
writer. Lane to lane on 75, nigga. Lane to lane on 75. Who gonna stop it?
Hey,
nobody.
Me and L were lane to lane on 75 too, L. Where we were coming from, L? Tell the world where we were coming from.
Oh, Orlando, honey.
I know that's motherfucking right.
Hey, and Swerve, no, he didn't even tell us he was down there because we would have stopped by, whooped his ass, and wrote him up while we were down there.
Oh, my goodness, you
don't believe that shit. Don't believe that shit.
Nah, you know what?
Are you a fall for anything?
You know what?
Sam Basama, are you a fall for anything, yeah.
What the fuck? You know what? You know what? It's 9:07. I got a lot of motherfucking announcements to make. Shut the hell up, nigga, because I'm going to first start off with these birthdays because, you know, we was going to do death days, but I realized it would take over most of the time. Shout out to Showstopper.
Shout out to Swerve, man. That's my nigga.
Shout out to that nigga Swerve. He dick long, and I know what he is. His attitude would tell me he dick long. Swerve, tap your dick on the phone for him.
Put that shit on the table. He said,
put your dick on the track. Put your dick on the track. Put your dick on the track.
Put my shit on the table until you keep what you want.
I can tell a nigga that got some good dick. A nigga with some good dick will make you go crazy. Uh-oh, y'all, let's save yourself Sunday. Hold on, wait a minute, hold up. Wait a motherfucker. Who the fuck calling me in the middle of the goddamn show? Somebody finna get wrote the fuck up. Oh, that Juicy. Hold on, Juicy done called. Juicy!
Yeah, all right,
Juicy.
Hey,
what's happening?
I know that's right. What's happening?
Everybody. Everybody. Juicy rolled up because she stood me and L up. Me and L had the motherfucking play Thelma and Louise this week.
All right, Juicy.
We riding down the street. We riding down in the cold with our top back. Now I got pneumonia.
It's cool.
Juicy is definitely from write-ups.
Nah, she ain't exempt.
She is
exempt. We doing electronic write-ups now.
She hang out
we
in the write-up class, but she don't get rolled up.
Nah, we send the write-ups through the mail, through email, through text messaging.
We intercept all of that. We intercept all of that.
You know what?
All the staff that went to Florida this weekend.
Hey, shout out to Disney World. I fucked Mickey. Excuse me.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I am corruption at its motherfucking best, baby. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio, the hottest thing smoking. As Backbone from Dungeon Family would say, y'all that motherfucking loud. You know what I'm saying? We that loud. That loud.
Nick, I ought to put my ear in your shit.
What? You want to put your ear to my pussy? Wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. You ain't finna be listening to my pussy
birthdays,
like that. You ain't finna be.
Birthdays.
You know, thank you, Al. Thank you.
Ain't
Frank
nobody
crazy.
Damn birthday today. Ain't nobody birthday
today. Shout out.
This nigga want to take people birthdays. That's just like the nigga from Hot Talk Radio. How the fuck you know what?
Today.
You know what?
Ain't no birthday today.
You know what? He wanted to get somebody's death date. He wanted. It's going to be somebody's death date. When we finish with this show, somebody going to kill themselves today. Y'all best motherfucking believe. Let me start off with these birthdays.
Tell them to go play in Travis.
You should have. I'm going to start out with these birthdays. Let's start out with these birthdays. Okay. From my friends on tags, James G, Jamie B. This nigga say his name is New Rules to the Game. Whoever you are, there's new rules to the game. No, you wrote the fuck up, and I'm going to delete you off my page as soon as I can get sober enough to remember to do so. Just know you wrote the fuck up, and you deleted it. New rules to the game. Shouts out to 904. The switchboard is lit the fuck up. All the fuck ready. Any event that your ass decide to say something, press 1. And Swerve will acknowledge you and bring you into the conversation once I mash the button to let you in. Until then, happy motherfucking listening. Red Boy Slim, Cedric B, Daniel Lord, Manfiston, Keith Horn, Orlando's Early, Sean Fikes. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And I tell y'all bitches all the time, the happy birthday is for me. Because Suarez don't give a fuck about your birthday. He more interested in your death date. You know what I'm saying? That's just how, hey, I'm sorry. Welcome to High Side Radio. But this dazzling, devastating diva, and that, you know, named Marilyn T. Clef, took out the time because she loved me so much to do this lovely rendition of Happy Birthday for the men.
Is your special day?
I know y'all know that that's the motherfucking hardest birthday song ever produced. Well, I got two. You know what I'm saying? We got two hard birthdays. Because Hot Talk Radio is the hottest thing smoking. I don't give a fuck how many renditions of Happy Birthday you've heard. You have never heard Happy Birthday like you've heard it on Hot Talk Radio. Happy Birthday to y'all females. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing against y'all. You know what I'm saying? Charmaine Phillips, I keep it on me. See? Now, I'm making my business not snap on the females because I don't want now females to think I'm hating in no, any shape, form, or fashion because I have no reason to hate on any females, but I keep it on me. What do you keep on you? Because I got a nigga that when I fuck him and my nut get all on him, he keeps it on him, whether it's on his clothes, shirt, pants. So I'm really curious to what do you mean you keep it on you? What is it that you keep on you? Okay, keep it going. Rude Williams, April Leonard, Courtney Chapman. That might be Chapman. I might have forgot to write the end. However, you know who you are. Hennessy Queen Maria or Villa Richardson. You wrote up for having so many names. I can't be saying all that. It take a lot of energy. Aisha Thomas. Isis. Oh, so certified. Hayes. You wrote up. Melinda Williams and Tamika Butts. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Now, all I got to say is that Shout out to the motherfuckers that ain't no joke when it come down to it. All I gotta say is I can't wait till my next birthday come again so he can sing that to me again and again and again. My high of them, Juicy Swerve, Dr. L. Now, we were gone. Swerve, get your background together before you be fucked up. Not rolled up. I'm going to fuck
you up. During the day, man, because I'll be doing shit during the day. I mean, hey, man, I do what the fuck I want to do. Don't worry about Swerve.
Wait a goddamn minute. Hold up. Just because you COO don't mean you talk to me like that.
Hey.
Because this motherfucker save yourself Sunday. You need to save yourself.
Fuck
now,
fuck
I need the world
me.
To motherfucking know that we got
exactly.
We got confirmation.
Save yourself Sunday. Save yourself Sunday. Don't worry about this word.
I don't want to be saved.
Exactly. That's what I've been telling these niggas from day one.
Now,
you know
I got to let these people know.
I'm going to be quiet. My dog ain't.
You know
here.
How we like to acknowledge all our, you know, all our confirmations. But the
yeah.
confirmations took a turn for the better, worse, whatever you want to call it, because now I can't even drink like I want to because I got to stay sober enough to read all this motherfucking shit. Shouts out to PD. Shouts out to Nails of Wu-Tang. Shouts out to the motherfucking world. However, the new countries, now I'm going to go back probably Thursday and read all of them. And for those
back
that want to know, shut up, nigga, want to know all of them, they on Facebook on the High Top Radio's fan page. You can go there, and all the countries and cities and languages are posted there. It's,
get low.
You know what I'm saying? Shut the hell up. I put my puss on your lips now. All right,
back
so.
Back it up and get low.
don't entertain him.
Okay, I won't. Yes, ma'am.
This is for L.
She'll tell y'all what to do. Stand up. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
fuck
I'm trying
shit.
To goddamn let everybody know who we done took the fuck over. You showing out, as usual.
I'm telling you to bag it up and get low. That's all I said.
And I will do that when I finish reading the countries. Damn.
Why you can't do it while you reading the countries? You can't muster.
Because I'm trying to drink, smoke, read, and bag it up. That's too much
single.
At one time.
That's why you single right now.
No, I'm not single. Not at all. Nigga, I got a motherfucking.
Business.
I got a menu of motherfuckers. What are you talking about? I got a menu of motherfuckers, and I select whatever I got a taste for. So all y'all bitches that keep fantasizing about my pussy, I know you got a mouthful off your nigga's lips Thursday. That's all your motherfucking ass gonna get.
Exactly.
That's
so
the
that
only
nigga,
taste you gonna get,
nigga,
hoe. Stop fantasizing about my pussy.
If that nigga lips was all dry and chapped up, then he'd been with Lady Libra.
That's a laugh. That's a motherfucking lie. Hey. Shut up, Swerve. I'll put your ass on me. I'm trying to read these. We got to get the topic going. I got to read these countries because you know that's.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Shout out to Croatia.
Shout out.
Afghanistan. Y'all know the rest of them. And if
exactly.
you don't, I ain't reading them today. I'm going to read new shit today. So the new shit is as follows. For the cities, y'all got to excuse me. I'm smoking and drinking.
Nuts.
You know. Shout out to Miami, Lithonia, Panama City, Raton, Sumter, Buffalo, New York, Sacramento, Valdosta, Manchester, Snellville, Virginia Beach, Long Branch, Smyrna, Decatur, Frederick, Winston-Salem, Gainesville, McDonough, Moultrie, Greenville, Concord, Norfolk, South Plain, Camden, Winter Park.
Damn your lane, nigga. I don't know
shut the fuck up. 3 months. Irvington. Opa-locka, Mobile, Cary, Duluth, Humble, Texas, Palm Bay, Baltimore, Bessemer,
these
Charleston,
nuts, Georgia.
Cleveland,
these nuts, Georgia.
Lanham. See, I was looking
just
for the opportunity
Florida.
To have a reason to put your punk ass on mute, bitch. Excuse me, y'all. Philadelphia, Richmond, Baychester, Rochester. Shouts out to Rochester. Oh, shit, my pussy just got wet. Huntsville, Brooklyn, Bronx, Austell, Alpharetta, Clarksville, Brandenton, Rockville, Portsmouth, Trapfield, Ellenwood, Arrington, Powder Springs, Taboro, Clinton, Gardena, Stockbridge, Birmingham, Detroit, Lawrenceville, Lafayette, Mashpee, Montgomery, Jacksonville, Groovetown, Bruford, shout out to 411 local, Jacksonville, hold on, I might have lost my place, hold on, Los Angeles, Rocky Mount, Columbus, LaGrange, Huntsville, Hartford, Conyers, Pearland, Lake Charles, Fairburn, Newman, Lithia Springs, Cincinnati, and the list goes on, but I don't have time right now to go back to check on it. But I'm just trying to understand. Wait a minute, world. The USA said, fuck y'all. Over there in goddamn Africa and South America, they standing the fuck up. Y'all, but, hey. Now, you know, hey, I'm sorry. This shit has gotten fucking out of control. I mean, damn, my shit went out. I got to light my shit back up. Okay, okay. So, shout out to all those goddamn cities. Now, for those of you all that are new listening, I'm going to just give you just a short, just a briefing on the countries, just so y'all know that it ain't just the USA standing the fuck up with their dick in their hand, their pussy. You know what I'm saying? Rubbing on it. Now, we got Canada, UK, Philippines, Bahamas, Germany, Kuwait, South Korea, Kenya, Mexico, Nigeria, Nicaragua, Guyana, Colombia, Bangladesh, Dominican Republic, Indonesia, Iraq, Jamaica, Italy, Netherlands, Estonia, Venezuela, South Africa, Uruguay, Thailand, Uganda, Morocco, Macedonia, Japan, Hong Kong, Ukraine, Malaysia, Spain, Serbia, Argentina, Belgium, Brazil, Bahrain, Algeria, Russia, India, Vietnam, Poland, Egypt, Turkey, Australia, Pakistan, France, some of the other shit I can't remember. London, Scotland, England, Wales, Kazakhstan. Hey, go to High Top Radio's page on Facebook, and all of the shit is there, and I'm adding to it every day. The languages that I listen to is English, Spanish, Turkish, Arabic, Indonesian, Persian, French, Swedish, Greek, Afrikaans, Italian, Chinese in Taiwan and Hong Kong, Simplified Chinese, the Pirate. Hey, it's motherfucking serious. Savannah, Charlotte, Livingston, San Diego, Houston, Dallas, Stone Mountain, Nashville. I mean, Marietta, Chicago, Riverdale. Oh, shit. All I can say is, L, you got anything you want to add to that, boo? Because I'm on my phone. L, you wrote up because you got a delayed reaction, and I know you sober. So you wrote up for that. Juicy?
Hey.
Can you email L her write up for me? Cause I'm busy. Yeah. Who number is this? Got it 592. Hold on, let me see what this is, y'all. Cause if somebody finna get cuffed out early in the motherfucking show, I gotta get the show going. Who is this at 592? 4-4-5-9-2-7-6-2-7. Oh shit! I gave her your number. Who is this?
You should
know
who that is.
How the fuck do I know who the fuck you is? I got a menu of motherfuckers. I don't know who the hell nobody is by that number. Who are you?
Well, if you didn't know, then maybe you should act like you know. And if you can't act like you know, then you're going to find out quick, fast, in a hurry. It's Hot Talk Radio Zone, the professor, Lady Libra, she's killing it. All day, every day, no day off. You know what I'm saying? I'm ripping and raving on the highway right now. You know what I'm saying? Coming home for the Thanksgiving holidays and all of that. What the fuck
nigga,
is
be careful,
on?
Be careful, motherfucker.
motherfucking deal.
We gotta find out if he all right first. You all right?
I'm good.
I mean, after that car crash, god damn.
I think I just passed you on 75.
Let's get it, baby.
There's a party going on 75. It's going down on 75, baby. Me and L just got on 75. Now y'all two motherfuckers on 75. Everybody rode up on 75. Did all the cars that's on 75 know they rode up?
I'm up under the 18-wheeler like the bandit. You know what I'm saying? And you can't
DJ Pippa Sweet, you need to mash motherfucking one, motherfucker, before I write your ass up.
I'm telling motherfuckers, get in the right lane. Move, nigga. Move.
Oh, shit. Move. That's how hot top radio do. We come through it. Take the fuck over.
I'm swerving on them.
I'm sure you all put your dick up and drive safely.
Let's go.
Let me read the topic. It's Save Yourself Sunday, world. We hope your holiday was filled with joy. We're back to work, so please put away your toy. This show is as real can get. The world seems to be having so many regrets. Save, to rescue or preserve from harm or danger. To preserve for future use. To prevent. Topic. Did you ignore the signs of an unstable person and now you can't get rid of them? So you got to save yourself from some of this drama that y'all experiencing. See, if you ignore the signs, then what you get is what you deserve, because you should have saved yourself. When you first saw signs of this shit in the beginning, by getting rid of this individual. Do you regret not ending a relationship when you first saw signs of psychotic behavior? What is the difference in being emotionally unbalanced and being a fucking psychopath? Did you remain in a dangerous relationship with the hopes that the person would change and the relationship would get better? Do you believe that if you save yourself, keep your distance, that a person's true colors will show sooner? You know, you figure, I ain't going to fuck, I'm just going to hold, you know, hold out, you know what I'm saying? Then shit, everything about him going to come tumbling out. I just want to know. The topics are endless, and this will be a crazy motherfucking night. Take a chill pill and ride or die. This will be a grand fucking night. Let's go. It's hot. And I know why it's hot, because I'm on this damn Four Loko. But I just got the topic out, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just trying to understand, you know. I'm getting too many reports about psychotic behaviors and bitches not. Niggas too. You know what I'm saying? I done had my deal, my share of motherfucking crazy motherfuckers. But see, super bitches always keep their shit together. We don't die. We get stronger and handle our business. Shout out to the whole world of super bitches.
Yo.
Yo.
What up, you say your bitch bad? What she shooting at the gun range?
Well, I got a super bitch.
What a school like?
Now she done watched me break my wig down so many times. So probably bust a B down and roll it like mine. Bitch, you could take my bomb and bag it up like I do it. Bomb brains like a white girl, but got a ghetto booty. She my getaway driver. When I make pop from the bench, she a rider. We wrestle to be on top. I taught her how to load guns. She don't feel the clips. Niggas stay goonin'. My bitch real with this shit. She don't come up all the weed. She don't waste my liquor. Feel like I was cheating. Let me taste you, nigga. Been a and acquitted a creeper. She know she come first. Now every time I hit it, I beat it. Make sure she come first. Yeah, I got a super bitch. We bout the project single bound. I got a super bitch. Stay hood, stay down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. She'll fly around town. That's why I call her super bitch. New coupe top down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. And she got x-ray vision. I got a super bitch. See through the bullshit they spitting. Yeah, I got a super bitch. Cooked open dinner, same kitchen. That's why I call her super bitch. Don't wear that shit. Quick, leave it by herself. But you can't can't tell that shit. You can't tell my bitch shit when she flying out the mall. New nails, new fit, new handbag to match it all. And it's all her money. Stand back, let her ball. Let she her got ball. Spider powers, it make her climb the wall. Got a real good job, up her left and she a stripper. She is working so perfect like she working, so I took her. Got a cute little face, small waist, ass off the rick. She never go broke. Hell no, cause I could fix her. Know how to cut coke good like she cutting cake. Know how to cut through back streets and ride my dope slate. Yeah, she know the combination. She don't go up in the state. No. Avoid conversation. Know these hoes too. Take her by the gun range before we going on our date. Just to show her that she's special. Bought my bitch a 38. Yeah, got a super bitch. We bought the project single bound. I got a super bitch. Stay hood, stay down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. You see her flying around town. That's why I call her super bitch. New coupe top down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. And she got x-ray vision. I got a super bitch. See through the bullshit they spitting. Yeah, I got a super bitch. Cooked open dinner, same kitchen. That's why I call her super bitch. She say that they on any mission. Yeah, I got a super bitch. Woke up this morning with a feeling like fuck it. Fuck my bitch asleep, I might just wake her up and fuck it. Send her to work with a smile on her face. Told her be a good girl, I eat her for a lunch break. Yeah, she good with the kids. Trust her with my stash. If I have to do a bit, leave a bomb. I'm coming home to cash. I trust her with my last till I'm back out on the street. I ain't on my ass, no, but she helped me stay on my feet. She got a lot of friends. They all super bitches. Got one for all of them. Yeah, I want my crew to hit her. She know how I do it. Hell, she just like me. His wife be a super bitch. Yeah, she might be. Ain't no Wonder Woman. Have you worried where she at? Or what she doing? Where she been? When she coming back? She keep a sack of Pineapple Express. Don't look at my bitch press. It's a S on that super bitch. We bout to project single bound. I got a super bitch. Stay hood, stay down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. See her flying around town. That's why I call her super bitch. New coupe top down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. And she got x-ray vision. I got a super bitch. See through the bullshit they spitting. Yeah, I got a super bitch. Cooked open dinner, same kitchen. That's why I call her super bitch. She say that they on any mission. Yeah, I got a super bitch.
That was my gunfire to kill all y'all unstable motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Because this here is Save Yourself Sunday. See, a lot of people in situations because they saw signs early, but they were hoping that things would get better. Let me tell you something. Mental conditions and shit like that don't change. They only get worse. Shout out to my homegirl, Christian. Rise die. Dr. 38 High in the motherfucking house. L.
Yes.
Swerve. Juicy.
I'm in the motherfucking building.
Yeah.
Professor.
I'm in the building.
Hold on, hold on. Excuse me, y'all. Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. Just be quiet for 1 second. Why did y'all? Why did she write off? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey there, hey there.
Oh,
oh.
Y'all better motherfucking understand when motherfucking Pimp & Sweet is on the scene that everything comes to a motherfucking halt. Shout out to the goddamn switchboard. It's showing the fuck out tonight. All of y'all that's listening, in the event that you desire to say something, in the event, and I'm motherfucking on it, and because I'm finna go hard tonight, I'm going so hard tonight, I'm hoping that a couple people gonna kill themselves. I'm trying to go to a funeral soon. Swerve said no birthday, that meant only death days. So I'm trying to make somebody kill themselves today. Swerve, is that all right with you?
I don't give a fuck, whatever happens.
You don't give a fuck, hey. So bitches, let me start the show off. Hold on, because see, somebody don't understand the difference in loving somebody and being motherfucking psychopathic about the shit. Somebody's background is echoing. I don't like the shit.
Uh-oh,
background check, fool. Who background need to check? Because I'm finna check somebody's background right the fuck now.
I'm looking for a super bitch.
Baby, you know you got one right here. I mean, what's the problem?
I pass.
You just mad because I got a menu of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And once again, bitches, I got a menu of motherfuckers. I select whatever I got a taste for. I'm not like y'all. Hello. Got to take what want me. I select what the fuck I want.
It's the same flavor every time. It's the same flavor you pick every time.
It ain't the motherfucking same flavor. So all y'all hoes that keep fantasizing about my pussy,
you like
the
vanilla.
Taste that you got off your nigga's mouth was the only taste you gonna get.
You like pina colada.
Indirectly, off your nigga's lips. Off your nigga's lips, baby. Not off. You can't get no, you know what I'm saying, direct taste. You just got to get it off the man's lips.
Ain't enough lanes on 75 a swerve. We need some more
lanes. You know what you do? You know what you do, nigga? Make a lane. That's what you do.
Exactly.
Her background is showing out. I ain't with this shit tonight.
Everybody.
My ass. Okay. I can fix this shit. Keep on background. Let me see who else background fucking up. You know, I like to mute motherfuckers. That's what I do. I got a menu of motherfuckers, and who was that? Disrespecting me, and I'm trying to conduct the show. Now, Dr. L. Check your page for your electronic write up. Dr. Juicy.
Yeah.
I got a question.
What is it?
I was in a situation, like, let me see what year this is. It's 2011. Oh, no, this is 2010. Hold on, I got to check the calendar. Okay, 2010, let me see. Okay, 5, 6 years ago, I don't even remember whether it was 5 or 6, but however, I was in a situation. Me and my homegirl, Miss Pooh, I was dating this dude. And, you know, I ignored the signs. Like, me and my homegirl might be at the restaurant just chilling, you know, eating lunch. He called me, where the fuck you at? Well, I'm here, so. Oh, all right, then. You know, we sit now, we sit eating. All of a sudden, he pull up in front of the restaurant, wouldn't even put in no parking space, just pull up. Just pull the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when he pull up, he leave the car running and get out and come in the restaurant and be like, get up now and come on. See, I ain't even deal with your background. I ain't even cool. Not tonight. You gotta catch me on the night I ain't got enough to do. I ain't finna do the background. So what I'm saying is, I'm sitting there thinking, damn, he just gonna come in the restaurant and demand me up out of here? Let's go now. I'm like, but damn, baby, hold on, wait a minute, hold up. It's just me and pimping. It wasn't no niggas there. Man, just, you know, wherever I was at, he would just pull up, come in there and demand me out of there. Now, my dumb ass thinking, okay, he just loved me. You know what I'm saying? He just be wanting me with him at all times. That shit went on almost 2 years. So one day I went and picked him up from work. I'm like, baby, you ready to go? He was lying by being mad. I need voice. I'm like, well, show me the paperwork. I got to go over there and get it. You know, just lying, motherfuckers. So, okay, I'm like, okay. One day I picked the motherfucker up from work, and he was like, you know, I'm sick of this shit. You going to do this? And I'm like, I'm going to do what the fuck wrong with you? Let me out right now. So I let the motherfucker out of the car. Now, at the time, I still got it. Because, you know, y'all, those that know me know I'm playing by my Lexus truck. So he done jumped out of Lexus truck, right? And I'm like, this nigga think I'm going to play with. I pull off and I drive on home. And mind you, his job was like, I know, 30, 45 minutes away from where I was living at the time. I'm walking down the street. I see y'all on the switchboard. I'm coming to you, but I'm starting to show off. So be cool. Get your dick in your hand and just be cool. Because I'm gonna get sexual with your asses. Because bottom line, all this shit, all this psychotic behavior come from a motherfucker having some good dick or some good pussy. Bottom fucking line. Oh, shit. So all y'all with these good-ass dicks, put that shit up. Stop giving the good dick away because these bitches is going crazy. Okay, back to what I was saying. So, Juice, I'm walking down. I called my homegirl. I was like, Tara, stay on the phone with me because I'm finna park the truck on another street so he won't know I'm home. She like, all right, I'm going to stay on the phone with you. I'm walking down the street. I keep feeling like a shadow behind me. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I left this nigga around the corner from his job, which was 45 minutes away. Ask me why this psycho motherfucker jumped on the back of my truck and went right. I swear to God, this nigga rode with me on the back of the truck all the way home. And then when I'm walking down the street, he jumps up out of nowhere. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to call the police. And I was like, shit, you know what I'm saying? And then he just, like, pushed me on the ground. I fell, you know. And I was like, I'm going to call the police. Oh, my God, my God, my God. This nigga took me through motherfucking hell. All because I wanted to ignore the signs and think, oh, it's going to get better. He just loved me. He just loved me. It's going to get better. Juice said, one time me, Tyra, and Pooh, we had done went to the club, just came home. So we come in the house. Tyra used to go with my brother that's in prison. So, you know, she about on the same level as him. So she done went and got tooled up. She had the gack on her. And I'm like, you know, I'm old punk, bitch. Well, y'all just make sure I get in good. And, you know, Tyra going to stay. But nah, both of them were going to stay. Kind of thank good. We tiptoeing in the house. I'm like, well, I'm going to check out the house, y'all. I'm going to lock the door. This nigga in the living room on his knees like I can't see him. Hiding in the house. I'm like, oh, shit. So I back him. I'm like, he in the living room. He in the living room. So my kid starts saying, shoot his ass, Tyra. I mean, what I'm saying is these people, these crazy-ass shit they be doing will make you kill them. Let me give y'all some definitions. Because, see, somebody got some shit confused. See, people think that love. See, let me tell y'all the difference in love. Let me break this shit down. Swerve, I see you. Sweet, I'm coming. Professor, I'm coming. I just got to, you know, I got to open this shit up right. Because if I don't open it up right, the show won't go right. Shouts out to Rochester. Oh, Lord Jesus. Everyone was saying L-M-E-N-O-P. Shout out to P. Diddy. Hold on. I'm coming. So I got to give people definitions so they can understand the difference in this shit. Because, see, somebody thought that somebody loved them and they didn't realize it was beyond that shit. This shit done got mental. You know what I'm saying? To the point where somebody could lose their motherfucking life. See, right now, today, I know somebody going to kill themselves. And that's the whole purpose of this show. I want you to kill yourself, bitch. You'd be better off dead than alive, ho. So, okay, let me go back. Okay, love, definition of love, strong affection or liking for someone or something. A passionate affection of someone for another. That's all love is. It's just a strong liking. Strong liking. Now, worship. Intense love or admiration. See, worship is stronger than love. You feel me? I mean, somebody didn't understand that. What? Shut up, nigga. Now, what I'm trying to tell y'all is that somebody got the definition of love and worship confused. And then they took it to, I'm trying to understand. Somebody's background is going to get wrote the fuck. Let me see what it said. Got their hand up while I start cussing. Hold on. Let me see what it said. Okay. Now, Swerve, Sweet, Professor L, anything that y'all feel like y'all need to step in, once I get these definitions out, make sure you do so. Okay. Now, crazy. Unsound. Mind, insane, foolish, not sensible. Uh-oh. Somebody just realized they were crazy. Obsessed, to haunt or trouble in mind, to preoccupy. So for you bitches that's sitting up with your mind preoccupied with a nigga, you are obsessed and you ain't loving that nigga. That's no longer love, you stupid bitch. You are obsessing over me, nigga. What the? Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Somebody background finna get rolled up. Because I need to understand. I'm trying. See, I realized that the dudes that I was dating, he worshipped me. He got crazy about the shit. He wasn't being sensible. Because, I mean, to the point where I can't go eat with my own girls. You got to come in there. Let's go now. Let's go right now. You in the house, hiding the shit, in the living room, on your knees. Like, I can't motherfucking see you. Nigga, I look in the living room, you on your knees, bent down. I see you. But why are you doing, you jumping on the back of my car, riding home with me? Coming out of the woods, knocking me on the ground? I mean, okay, you know, back to the subject at hand. When you find yourself not being sensible, I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to slice my wrist, I want to die, you crazy. You motherfucking crazy. When your love is no longer just a strong liking for somebody, I love a few people. I love a lot of people. I love the world. Just a strong liking. When your shit become intense, then you are worshiping them. And the word says you don't worship nobody but God. No other gods before him. I'm a goddess. I'm the goddess of love and beauty. I'm Venus. Don't worship me, though. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm trying to tell y'all, people, when these motherfuckers start showing the first sign of stupid, see, it's a difference in having an, you know, you getting emotional and get mad about something. Everybody get mad about some shit sometimes. Oh, fuck you, motherfucker, you ain't shit. Okay, whatever, whatever. When motherfuckers start, I gotta kill myself. I'ma jump off a bridge. Bitch, what nigga want a bitch want to kill themselves? You ain't no fucking value. You gonna kill yourself. What the fuck? You slicing up your wrist, leaving all these motherfucking marks and shit on your body. You want to stab yourself in the stomach. You want to blow your head off. Well, you know what? I'm the bitch to tell you to go ahead and do you. Kill yourself, hoe, because you ain't no use anyway. You ain't no use anyway. If you to the point where you feel like your life ain't worth living because a nigga choose another or something else more valuable than your ass is, to either step your game up or die. Because, let me say, only a weak-ass nigga going to choose a weak bitch over a strong bitch. It's no competition. Get that shit from your head. What?
She might have some fire head.
Okay, would you rather have a bitch that give fire head or a bitch that give mediocre head?
Fire.
That is, bitch. If you can't compete with the hoe, then either get in your league or kill yourself. Because all this obsessive ass shit, all this calling everybody. I got a question, Juicy. My homegirl called me and told me that she, you know what I'm saying, she couldn't take this bottom bitch. When you know, everybody know what a bottom bitch is, because Sweet will tell you what a bottom bitch is. That's the bitch that will stick, that will motherfucker eat your shit if you hand it to her on a plate. I ain't no
that's
bottom
great.
Bitch.
That was a great segue. Sweet, what's happening, bottom?
Yeah, what a dude. Or a bitch that has been diagnosed by a doctor to be bipolar, schizophrenic, any of that old mental ass shit. Be careful. If they fuck you up, they gonna walk because they already been diagnosed. You need to get the fuck out of that situation as quick as possible because their ass is fucking unstable and the motherfucking doctors have written the shit down. So if they do some shit, but I'm gonna tell you something else, motherfucking bitch, motherfucking nigga. With y'all bipolar ass shit, if y'all ain't that goddamn crazy, because if y'all was, they put your ass on a straitjacket and lock you up. Fuck with me if you want to. You ain't that motherfucking crazy. Your unstable ass mind. Bipolar, having alternating periods of mania and mental depression. Alternating periods of mania and depression, mental depression. Now, mania is a specific type of mental disorder, an intense enthusiasm for something. Now, a maniac is a wildly insane, a violently insane person. So some of y'all bitches are maniacs slash bipolar along with crazy. You worshiping motherfuckers. And then schizophrenia, a mental disorder characterized by separation between thought and emotions by delusion and bizarre behavior. So guess what? You're fantasizing that a motherfucker wants you when he don't. Let me tell you something, you stupid bitch, stupid niggas. What person, what normal person gonna choose a motherfucking insane, schizophrenic, bipolar maniac, worshiping ass, obsessive ass motherfucker over somebody normal? Shout out to Four Loko, because I'm bringing the truth tonight. Let me tell you something. I got a statement to make.
You ain't talking about
nothing. A chick called me the other day.
Go ahead.
And she said she had a confession
That's
to make.
That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
And I said, you got a confession to make. And I was like, well, okay, I'm going to deliver your message
Go
for
ahead.
You. Since you can't
Go
tell
ahead.
Your nigga. Shut up, nigga. Since you can't tell your nigga your confession, I'll tell it for him. Shouts out to Rochester.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I could say all I could say, I cheated on you. Now I got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm old and I don't know what to do. I guess I'll tell the truth in my confessions. And if I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn it, cried when I made that phone call. I think I ever had to do to try my mouth and tell you that I'm cheating on you with this brother that I met and now I'm creeping with.
Creeping with.
Got me 3 months pregnant, now I'm keeping it. First thing that came to mind was you. Second thing, I just don't wanna believe that this is true. Third thing, I gotta build up the nerve to say to you that I've done wrong and I deserve to be alone. When I thought I could say all I could say, I cheated on you, now I'm tired. I don't want to go away. And I'm old and I don't know what to do. I guess I'll tell the truth in my eyes. And if I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn it, cried when I made a phone call. I'm so alone, I don't know what to do. Tell the truth in my
eyes. Ooh, see now I'm stuck on stupid trying to figure out. It's come out of my mouth. It ain't gonna be easy, but I need to start wasting time. Tell the truth and maybe we can handle it. Handle it. I'm headed to his place, wishing I could erase. I gotta be a woman and tell him this to his face. What am I to do if he don't wanna stay with me? 1 second, baby, please hear me. Just when I thought I could say the hardest thing I've ever done in my 21 years of breathing is tell the man that I really, really love that I'm pregnant by a man I hardly even know. Now, I'm not asking you to accept the fact that I cheated, but forgive me. And expect that I'm only enough to confess.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big, big thing, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Y'all can't compare Hot Top Radio to shit else out here. Because we strive on being the hottest thing smoking, the only thing original, and reality at its motherfucking best. Meaning what you hear is what you fucking get. We fuck while we doing the show. We suck dick while we doing the show. We eat pussy while we doing the show. We drink, smoke. Hey, whatever we feel like doing, that's what we fucking do. This is the only goddamn job where you can be yourself. And the only time you get rolled up is when you're not coming hard enough. If you ain't coming hard enough, that's when I write you up. From now on, start checking your Facebook page, because if you my friend or you're a fan of Hot Top Radio, I'm going to send you your write-up electronically. Check us out on Facebook, Hot Top Radio's listeners. I mean, tag, excuse me. Shout out to Fola Loco. Hey, it is what it is. Check us out on tagged. I mean, hold on. Facebook, Hot Top Radio. Make sure you join the Legion of Super Bitches. Now, I screen the Legion of Super Bitches. If I find out that you're not a super bitch, you will be deleted off that goddamn page. And for y'all simple assholes that, I don't want to be called no bitch, I ain't no bitch, how you going to call me a bitch and I don't know you? Bitch stands for beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. All y'all hoes need to unleash the bitch in you. Because I'd be damn if I'm going to worship a nigga. I'd be damn if I'm going to be crazy about a motherfucker. I'd be damn if I'm going to be polar. Uh-oh. Bipolar. Mania. Maniac. Schizophrenic. All that shit. That ain't no. Real females don't do that. When I'm trying to tell you, everybody get emotional sometimes, especially when it comes down to the matters of the heart. Let something happen to somebody you love, your mama, your child, your sister, your brother. Everybody go act a motherfucking fool. But that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about hoes that feel like they going to kill themselves, niggas that's going to fight. I'm talking about niggas climbing up windows and shit. I was chilling with my homeboy. Well, he was my homeboy. He was a nigga. He was my ex-boyfriend. But guess what? The relationship with that nigga was over with because you had been lying and said you didn't have a wife, and I found out you did. So you was cut. Because I keep a menu of motherfuckers. I'm going to select what I want. I ain't gonna never be without a selection. All females and niggas should always have a selection. If you don't, then you stupid. You don't never devote yourself to one motherfucker. What the fuck wrong with you? You crazy as fucking hell. You crazy. I'm in there chilling like, you know, well, baby, you know what I'm saying? I had to get rid of him. You know what I'm saying? I need you to do this, that, and another. We chilling. Next thing I know, I reach over and hug the nigga. All of a sudden, I hear. I'm like, what the fuck? I'ma kill you. I'ma kill you, bitch. You gonna kill me. What the fuck? This nigga had done took a ladder from under my carport, put it up to my third story window, climbed up the bitch, peeping through the blinds, through the little, I'm talking about the little holes where the little rope go through, and see me sitting in the room talking with somebody and just start showing the fuck out. And then I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Go to my mama house. Oh, mommy, I love her. I love her. Nigga, love your wife. You still married. What the fuck is you talking about? I'm telling you, I fucked up because I ignored the signs of instability, crazy, worship, bipolar, mania, schizophrenia. I ignored that shit. I'm trying to tell y'all, don't ignore the shit. When you see signs of that shit, get rid of them motherfuckers immediately. They will kill your ass. And when they do, because they bitch asses is already registered, because if they taking medicine, let me see, I think they give them Prozac, probably Ritalin. Oh, that's for the children. It don't even matter. They medicated. If they getting a check, they motherfucking already diagnosed. If they don't work nowhere, see, let me explain the shit. If you see a motherfucker that don't work nowhere, they ain't in the shelter on the streets. Something is wrong with them mentally. I went to my homegirl, Tanya, shout out to Black. I'm like, T, blase. T said, well, okay, pimpin', let me tell you this. You ain't sure about this hoe. I said, no, I ain't sure about the bitch. She said, okay. You done seen the pictures? I ain't never seen that in person. I don't want to see the bitch in person. I ain't give a fuck about no bitch. I like dick. I don't like hoes. This bitch won't eat my pussy. I'm not sitting on this whole face. I would sit on her nigga face, and she could taste my pussy off his lips. That's the best I can do for her. She said, well, that ain't good enough. The bitch wants you. I said, well, she can't have me. I don't like females. But those that do, eat on. I don't knock it. I ain't here to judge nobody. I ain't got no heaven nor hell to put nobody in. Do you, boo-boo. Live every day like it's your last, because one day, I promise you, it will be. However, she said, well, did the bitch got any, you know, any defects that you can see? I said, well, no. Because I ain't even the person that, I don't even talk about people like that. That ain't even my style. Ain't nothing perfect. I'm not perfect. She said, well, okay, if you don't see nothing visual, then there's something going on mental. I said, you think so, Pim? She said, I know so. She said, because ain't nobody going to sit up and be calling you, whining about a motherfucking nigga that, you know what I'm saying, that ain't even with them every day on no humbug. So I said, when the bitch got on the phone, I said, excuse me, are you bipolar? Yes. I said, damn, that bitch didn't have no problem telling me. I said, tell you what, go take your medicine. I don't want to take my medicine. I don't want to make me feel. Well, bitch, you need to take your medicine because you harassing me. And then it come to think of, if the bitch harassed me, and I try to report her because she already diagnosed as being fucked up, ain't shit I can do about it. Well, bitch, I find out it is. So call me again. Call any more of my friends, and I'm going to show you what can be done with a sick-ass bitch like you. Because guess what? Only a crazy motherfucker wouldn't want nothing better. You're a stupid bitch if you don't think a nigga don't want something better than you. Ho, you sell pussy, I sell game. There's a difference. Do you not agree, Juicy?
Why are you mad?
I ain't mad at all, but I ain't going to be motherfucking keep being harassed. I just ain't going to keep being harassed because I got shit to do. I'm busy.
Maybe you harassed her by picking up the phone.
I didn't pick. How can I not pick up the phone? I got busy people calling me. I might answer the phone. Hello?
You know it's her.
Swear, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me, Swear. Don't do it. Swear, don't do it to me.
Okay, now, man. Pimp Juice, take over right now, man.
Take over, because I'm finna go crazy.
According to the Pimp Chronicles, man, the Pimp Chronicles man said the goddamn Busta Free Pills was the highest selling pharmaceutical of the week last week, man. So I appreciate y'all busters for goddamn checking in on that Busta Free Pill, man. Got him briefly on the mind again tonight.
I need to let you know that the switchboard is lit up so bad right now. Then my pussy is wet. And it stays wet. And I'm just saying it's extra wet because of sweet boy.
Well, let me wait no Pimp Juice takeover, man, because all that Buster stuff, man, our campaign is to stay Buster free, man, and say no to Busters. I don't bust the job be fucking with, man. Hey, man, leave them busters alone, man, and get y'all some Buster free pills, man. I'm telling you. Because I ain't giving you no Pimp Juice.
Tell them where they can get them at.
Hey, man, you have to call, man, 1-800, man, fuck with a pimp.
Oh, shit, Cole. Why you do that? Tell them again what the number is. I'm finna dial that number. Fuck that. I'm finna forward the number to this bitch that keep harassing me.
Nah, man, I don't see shit twice, man. You got to get that shit from one thing. You already know, man. This is authentic, man. You got to catch it one go around, man. The Buster class, we might got to repeat the shit, man. But when you're in the Roto class, we don't repeat this shit, man. You got to cram that shit. Yeah.
You know,
man,
how many jokes we got to say that shit on, pimp?
I'm trying to tell them, man. Hey, man. I don't know, man.
I mean, I know we don't have a hold that crazy. Cause my cousin has some good dick because he's from Canada.
Yeah, and the Buster Free Pills couple females, too. Females and nipples in purchase.
Don't say no more, because you ain't got to say no more. You ain't got to say no more.
Hi, sweet.
You ain't got to say no more.
What you do when your hoes start acting crazy, cause I need to know, because I know you's a pimp, and I know hoes always acting crazy about you because you got that praiser blood running through you, the same blood I got running through me. What the fuck do you do when your hoes start acting crazy and start worshiping you, start showing signs of bipolar/paranoid schizophrenia, maniacness and shit? What do you do, cuz?
I don't have that problem, cuz. I'm going to tell you what, man.
Mm.
I ain't fucking with no crazy folks, man.
Oh, shit, cuz!
My whole campaign, every day, all day, is say no to busters, man. And you know what I mean? That shit do not. It's not compatible with my system over here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ow.
Oh, shit.
crazy shit, bust of shit, man, it's not compatible with me, man. So, you know.
So,
cuz,
if a bitch tell you, I'm going to kill myself, sweet, if you don't be with me, what you do with the bitch?
Bitch, I mean, do tell me that, this. Man, because I don't even hear bitches like that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit,
cuz. I ain't even.
No matter how pretty they supposed to be or exotic you think they look, you ain't even deal with no shit like that.
That shit transfer over to me, and I started to do it expeditiously.
Oh, expeditiously, for those that don't know what that mean quick, fast, and in a motherfucking hurry, ho. Come again, sweet. I ain't damn cool. I mean, damn, squirrel, high.
That's what happens when you're in the bus class, man. You got to say shit 5, 6 sometimes, man. You know what I mean? When you're in the rudder class, man, you get that shit one time, man.
One time.
We ain't got time to keep it slow, folks, man. You know what I mean? Slow, folks, man. Y'all keep it moving.
I know Juice and I had to get rid of some niggas because they be acting crazy.
All the slow folks just need to listen faster.
Oh, shit, they need to listen faster?
Exactly.
So wait a minute, Swerve. You mean to tell me if you see signs of a bitch acting crazy early, what do you do with the hoe? Say it one more time. So some of these lame-ass niggas, you know what to do with these bad-ass bitches.
Yes. I'm busy right now.
Oh,
shit,
who dick you got your mouth in? I mean, who dick your mouth in? I mean, who, hold on.
Nah, we talking about entertainment busters. We're entertainment busters shit.
Who mouth your dick in?
See how fast that shit work?
You know what I'm saying? We tried to sprinkle you with that, cuz, but obviously, you are not going to get the message, man. That you.
I am going to get the message, cuz. I am bloodline. Don't you talk to me like that. What I'm trying to tell you is that, cuz, we here to save the world. One show at a time. You can't get mad because everybody don't do shit the way you and Swerve do it.
No, man.
Everybody not a motherfucking G like you and Swerve. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Y'all not being coachable. Y'all not being coachable. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing a pimp hate, man, is a motherfucking undisciplined motherfucking worker, man.
Oh, you mean tell me when these hoes are undisciplined, somebody going to kill themselves and trying to show out and fuck with the other hoes on the team? That's unacceptable, and y'all call the condo, is what you're saying.
I ain't get that question, man. You're going to have to comment, man.
Don't even worry about it. Matter of fact, don't even repeat that shit, man.
What I'm saying is
a bitch can't, don't know not to even try y'all with no fuck shit like that, because they know y'all ain't even having the shit.
They already know. It's already in the air, like, okay, I can't even bullshit with Shota right there, man. I already know he ain't playing no game.
Yo, this, hello?
We hear you, but your background is fucked up. So
it
do your input. Your background fucked up. I'm echoing and everything.
Hey, man, let my man get his words in, man.
Oh, scare me, nigga. Oh,
go
shit,
ahead,
the pimp.
Go ahead, professor, man. Pimp, just take over, man. What's happening, man?
What up, baby? I'm gonna tell Hot Talk Radio in the world a story, right? Okay? So, you know what I'm saying? This is for you all of you out-of-pocket bitches. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what basically it is in a nutshell, out-of-pocket, okay? So I had a bitch over, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I really didn't feel like taking the bitch home, right? You know what I'm saying? And pardon me for using the word bitch, but you already know what it means. And if you ain't figured it out by now, it ain't we talking too fast, is that you listening to. So moving right along, right? So me and the bitch fell asleep, right? And I woke up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, right? I didn't know what the fuck was going on, right? So you know what the first thing that I could think about doing is? Slapping the bitch. So I slapped the bitch, right? And she woke up, and she goes, "Why you slapped me for it, Daddy?" I said, "Bitch, I had a dream that you was out of pocket. If you ever out of pocket, and I happen to dream about it, you better wake up before me and apologize, bitch. This is how serious this pimping is. You understand? It's just that simple. You're checking phones, and you're looking at numbers and messages and all that other nut-ass shit. We don't got time for that shit. You understand? You know what I mean? Bitch kick rocks with flip-flops on. We don't have time for none of that bust-ass, nut-ass, corny-ass shit. You understand? Well, now, you want to kill yourself? Then grab the motherfucking burner, cock it, and leave one in the chamber and let it go. And that's how you feel.
Because we trying to tell you, man, it's like this, man. You know what I mean? It's like this at the end of the day, man. He can't get mad at them motherfuckers for acting crazy, man. Some motherfucking pop for fucking with buses in the first place, man. So you can't get mad at a motherfucker buster for being a buster. Use a buster for fucking with a buster. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just that simple,
you know, man. And I feel like a person will only let you do what you allow them to do to you.
Okay.
You don't say I just did a shut up because she's speaking the truth right now.
I had to shut up. She ain't got to bring it y'all no more.
Too real for y'all folks, man. You know what I'm saying? Too real for y'all.
Say it again.
Bottom line, for all y'all motherfuckers that can't seem to get it together and keep spazzing out about a dick or a piece of pussy, because it go both ways. You got it bad. It's just that simple.
Makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Said you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. I've been there, done it, on the ground. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you're touched by the words in this song, then maybe
you got it bad.
My money, all my cars.
You can have it all then.
Flowers, cards, and candy.
You were just cause
said I'm fortunate to have you, girl. I want you to know
I really adore you.
All my people know what's going on. Look at your mate. Help me sing my song. Tell her I'm your man. You're my girl. I'm gonna tell it to the whole wide world. Lady, say I'm your girl, you're my man. Promise to love you the best I can. See, I've been there, done it, fucked around. After all that, this is what I found. Every one of y'all are just like me. It's too bad that you can't see that you got it bad.
You got it bad.
Yeah.
You got it bad when you're found with someone, but you keep on thinking about somebody else.
You got it bad.
That's right, world. Shout out to Schizo Productions. Shout out to 38 Hot. Shout out to Showstopper. What you say, bro? Wait a minute. What you saying just now? Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. However, all I can tell y'all is that examine people. Take your time. Save yourself. Hold out. Stop giving away that good pussy and that good dick immediately. See if this person is worthy of that shit, because when you give a crazy motherfucker some good dick or some good pussy, it drives them insane. It makes them worship you. It causes bipolarness. It causes, what's the word? Hold on. Paranoid schizophrenia. They start having delusions. I'm wifey. I'm her husband. She gonna marry me. He gonna marry me. What the fuck are you talking about? Man, look, ain't nobody got time for the extracurricular ass shit. I mean, are you serious? What make you think? Now, I know Pimp and Sweet gonna cuss me out, because I know I'm finna fuck up the whole game. But let me tell you something, for y'all bottom bitches. What the fuck make you think a nigga is gonna wife up a bitch who sell her pussy to other niggas? That ain't they pussy. You selling it to other motherfuckers. Everybody else hitting they pussy. What make you think they gonna wife that pussy up? They gonna wife some tight, fresh, classy, womanly like shit up. That bitch is crazy if she actually think a nigga gonna wife a hoe up. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. You crazy bitch.
Yeah. Ho. Yeah. DJ Rockstar.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me out there? It's a lovely night tonight, ain't it? Yeah, I know. I know what they thinking, ain't they? Here to beat, they already scared. Know how I get down. But look, I'm just gonna keep it real.
DJ Illwill.
I'd like to know if there is a chemical imbalance in your makeup.
Yeah, gotta be something wrong with you, baby.
Sometimes I wonder if you plan for this shit before I wake up. Calling my ex-girl or emailing my mama. You're the only one that's causing me this drama. And then expect favors when you come in town. And I know if I see you, guaranteed it's going down.
Cause
you stay with this girl, you couldn't tame me. I respect a woman, but this bitch is crazy. This bitch is crazy. This bitch is crazy. I respect the woman.
I do.
But this bitch is crazy. She don't even know.
Yeah. That's the craziest part, right? She just oblivious to the whole shit. Like, and you know, like I was saying, sometimes I gotta get my R&B on, you know. I wanna wear the white beaters with the split at the top so I can tear it easy and all that. I wanna sing in the rain, girl. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I need an R&B name too, like, I don't know. I think so. Hey! You crazy, man.
That's fucked up when a nigga gotta write a song about a bitch being crazy. Sweet, Swerve, Juicy, Professor.
Hey, why we just schedule in that time on the show? That'll make it a lot easier.
Yeah, players and parents, man, I apologize, man, that we have to sit through all this muscle lecture and shit, man. We got to sit through this muscle shit, man. That's why we don't report to this class and shit, man, you know what I mean? That's why we just go straight to the other room and shit, man, because we ain't got time to get out of all these busted habits, man, you know what I mean?
We got time for that shit.
I could dig it, sweet. You know what I mean? Pimps up, hoes down. If that bitch can't swim, then she bound to drift down.
Oh, shit. Hi, guys. Sorry, man. Hold on.
Yeah, man, I apologize. I'm going to apologize for all the pimp guys, man. You know
the pimp
mean?
Guys?
Just too much busted shit that just be going on around this motherfucking thing. You know, I even hate to get part of this shit. That's why I don't
so wait a minute, I'm confused right now. So you mean to tell me that a bitch ain't got no business or a nigga ain't got no business being crazy or psychotic about nobody? Is the whose fault is it? I mean, I'm confused.
It's You can't blame the buster for being the buster. It's your fault.
You know what? You're exactly right, sweet. You know, that's some pimp shit right there. You know what I'm saying? You got Calvin right now.
We done told y'all that 100 times.
Slap the first bitch that you see with some powder in your hand just for pimp some holes down, because that's some pimp shit right there. You really can't blame a buster for being a buster. You know what I'm saying? You can only blame yourself for doing what you do, but Juicy said it like no other. Somebody's gonna let you do what you allow them to do. You know
okay,
what I'm
okay.
Straight like that. And if you allow yourself to be a buster, then that's what you're gonna be.
Right.
I'm sorry. You know, for all my people that's in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, for you bust ass niggas hopping on cars and following people home and climbing in windows and shit. Shout out to Lady Reaper for dealing with that bullshit.
Okay.
It's 20-1 in Atlanta, and it's 23 for all the gay motherfuckers that's out there. So it's that means that you could go to the club, and you have 23 bitches that you could talk to. 23. And out of them 23, I guarantee, if one don't do it, then your breath's stinking, or you just don't got it. You know what I'm saying? Something is wrong. But it's 23-1. So you niggas, calm down. Stop hopping on the back of cars and blowing up people's phones. So what? There's unlimited plans out there. Leave the fucking send button alone. Okay? Well, now, I'm going to challenge all you motherfucking busters out there. I'm going to challenge you all right now. If you go to a club or you go to an outing, if you can't leave with no more than 5 numbers, then fine. Leave with 2. But you need to work them 2 the best way you can. If one don't answer, call the other one. If the other one don't answer, beat your dick, go the fuck to sleep or something. Do something with your life. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm tired of these niggas making us piss look real bad. You know what I'm saying?
Professor, you got some good dick, and I know you do because you work for High Side Radio. Only good
that's
dicks
right.
And good pussies are on here. But you ain't got to come so hard. You wrote up for that shit.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and take the write-up, and I'm going to sign and seal it. And all you busters out there for me getting
don't apologize for being hard, man. Don't apologize.
I got some for all these busters. I got some for why this shit?
Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
I'm going to tell y'all, ladies, it ain't only one good dick in the world. The professor got good dick. My cousin DJ Sweet got good dick. The professor got good dick. And you know, I mean, damn, DJ Swerve got good dick. Hear me. And the reason why I know they got good dick is because they work for High Top Radio. And for all y'all lame niggas. Shut up, nigga. You put your dick out. Put your dick on track. It ain't the only good pussy in the world is on High Side Radio. I'm sorry. This is where it's at. I'm sorry. Step your motherfucker. Get your head game up, bitch.
Fuck
the dick
twice,
right.
You know
keep the dick
serious.
In your mouth, and it won't be in nobody else's. All y'all hoes are fucking up. You're not keeping the dick in your mouth. If you keep the dick in your mouth, your psychotic behavior won't bother the nigga because guess what? The head game will be so good, he'll forgive your bitch ass. But
you know,
if you're slipping.
It's actually a fact. It is a known fact. And you could Google it if you think I'm bullshitting. It's a fact.
Oh, shit. Stop it.
It's a fact that if you swallow cum at least once a week, it is nutritious to the body. It's a fact. Look it up. If I'm lying, I'm fine. It's a fact. Google it right now. It is a fact. It is a fact. It is a fact. Scientists have took their time and did this research. It is a fact. Google it. Hot Talk Radio. Google it. Okay? Suck for a
Yeah.
shout out to
all
Red
y'all
Meat.
Bipolar, schizophrenic ass motherfuckers. Take your medicine. And after you take your medicine, put the dick in your mouth. Put the dick in your mouth. After you take your medicine, put the dick in your mouth and suck it till it comes. And if you know that you are the missing link, then you got to swallow. Only boss bitches don't have to swallow. Only super bitches don't have to swallow. All your average hoes, swallow.
I'm going to keep it real. Once it leaves the dick, you can do whatever you want to it. Just don't spit it nowhere near me after you finish. Do whatever you want. Spit it in the trash, swallow, put it in the tissue, your drawers, whatever. Grab the first thing to stay away from my sheets and my comforter. Grab your panties or something, or just be a G about it and swallow it. It's just us. It's just us. You know? You don't go that far. You might as well. Picture yourself coughing up some mucus and you don't have nowhere to spit and you gotta swallow it back down. That's all.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
Keep it simple.
You know what, Professor? You ain't have to come like that. You ain't have to do it like that.
You know what? I'm gonna have a write up sheet after I'm finished. I'm out of corporate America right now.
You know you're gonna have a write up.
You know what I'm saying? I'm back like cook crack.
I just wrote the whole world up. Fuck that shit. I wrote everybody up.
My nigga,
I wrote the angels up.
Swerve, I see you out there, baby, ripping and raving on 75. Honk the horn and tell them bust ass niggas get the fuck out the way.
Oh, yes. Shit.
The fuck out the way.
I wish Sweets was on the ones and twos so he could just play something to just get rid of them bust ass niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Swerve, move over, nigga. Here I come.
Oh,
nigga, watch the fuck out.
Man, we ain't got time for the bullshit. We taking flight on these fuck niggas.
You know what I'm saying? 438
bosses
under there, something.
You know what?
One thing, man. We need to have a fuck nigga Sunday. You know, I'm
oh,
tired
shit.
Of fuck,
let me write it down. Hold on. Fuck nigga Sunday. Hold on.
You know what? Write that shit. Fuck nigga. But you know what? I want all the fuck niggas to call. I want, you know what? I will respect you more if you know that you're a fuck nigga and you say, I'm a fuck nigga. Call in.
Yeah.
We want to hear your side, too. And we need to have Hated Tuesdays or something like that. If you
Hated Tuesday. Hold on. Hated Tuesday. I'm writing this shit down.
Let's go.
No, ain't no hating on no Tuesday, man. That Pimp Juice takeover on Tuesday, man.
Oh, she called it like that shit. Y'all know I called it.
Man, you know, we don't co-sign no Buster shit, man. No Busterism is included in my pimp religion, man. I refute all Busterism, man.
But you said they need to be crucified, huh?
Oh, shit, Carl. Don't crucify him. Don't do it to him, Carl.
I'll tell you, Sweet Too Pimp for his own good. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's my bloodline.
He's too pimp for his own good. You know what I'm saying? He might have his name come out.
Yeah, drink your water, man. That's what's wrong with the world, man. That's exactly what's wrong with the world, man. Y'all don't got turned on to the Busterism, man, and you don't know how to. You can't turn back. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like you went down the path, you can't even turn back.
Hey, Cole, shout out to 609, Cole. Shout out to 609.
Shout out to 609. We see you, boo.
Yeah.
I know all about that 609. You know what I mean?
I know you do, motherfucker. Shout out to 302. I know about them. Hey, Swerve. Shout out to 904, Swerve.
Of course. All y'all motherfuckers need to get y'all shit together
because it don't make no sense to be trying to be crazy and love by no goddamn body.
That's
love
right.
Come and go. Just like light come and go. Stop being obsessed and being crazy in love about some old fuck shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it.
Shout out to my daughter, Melissa Johnson, Delaware. Stand the fuck up. I love you, boo. All right, ACR, y'all can finish. I'm on break right now. Snap on these crazy motherfuckers for me while I drink.
See, ain't nobody finna snap on that crazy around this motherfucker, man. What we gonna do to y'all tonight is we gonna say, call 1-800-FUCK-WITH-A-PIMP and get you goddamn 3 bottles of these fucking free pills. And and I promise you, man, satisfaction will be guaranteed.
And if you act now, you can call 1-800-GET-IT-TOGETHER, and I'll put you on a how to act right, bust-ass niggas.
You know what?
But you gotta
shout
act
out
now.
To the new electronic write-up system. Y'all motherfuckers are crazy.
I love my nigga Sweet because he's such a pimp.
You
know, you
don't
love
me.
Lady Libra, I love you unconditionally. You can write me up, slap me, spank me, you know, do all
oh.
those nice things you like.
Can
to
I
do
ride? Can
you
I ride?
Ride? Yes, you can. Can you? Can,
I can ride
you.
Ride?
You can ride me all the way from Texas, all the way to fucking New York, and then down to the bottom of Florida. Okay.
Are you from New York?
All day, every day, no days off. Brooklyn.
Oh,
it's just something that we got to do. Pardon me. Pardon me. It's just something that we got to do.
Back to this Brooklyn shit, man.
You know,
that what I'm talking
way
about.
By way of Georgia, of course, I love that motherfucking state. You know what I'm saying? You know, put me on
shout
the map.
Shout out to the A,
day.
Baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Georgia said, fuck that shit. We've been talking, A, professor. We've been talking all this shit about the UK, Africa, Asia. The USA said, wait a minute, motherfuckers. We standing the fuck up. They stood up yesterday. They say, bitch, you got the shit all twisted. Now, right now, the only way I'm able to calculate everybody that's listening is through tags and Facebook. I don't give a fuck who page you go to. You can go to the professor's page. You can go to Swerve G page. Hot Talk Radio on Facebook. Hot Talk Radio listeners on tag. Lady Libra number one on tag. Lady Libra hot. Let me hold on. Hot Talk Lady Libra on Moco's face. We all over the motherfucking internet. That's what we do. And for those of you all that didn't know that, now you know. Your safest bet is to go to Hot Talk Radio. That's three separate words on Facebook. And join that fan page. For all y'all super bitches out there that are super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable bitches of the world, join that page. Right now, we only, excuse me, only 400 strong. Now, a lot of people that I told that to was like, what? Oh, hell yeah. No. When you are of Lady Libra's caliber, meaning that I expect the whole fucking world and I'm trying to take over the sun, 400 people is nothing to me. Now to some crazy ass, bipolar ass, schizophrenic ass bitch, that might be acceptable. But to Lady Libra, that's nothing. Bitches, get your shit together and join the page. I got the anthem out there. I'm getting ready to sell you the t-shirt. The super bitches are getting ready to take over the world because Wonder Woman and Superwoman been holding it down, Catwoman and all them. But it's time for the super bitches to stand the fuck up and hold their pussy. That's all the bitches that's driving these average assholes crazy. It ain't y'all fault. It ain't y'all fault. If your nigga is hooked on this shit, it ain't your fault. It's my fault. Because I had no business riding his face. Uh-oh, skill me. Skill me. I had no business riding his face. I had no business giving him this pussy like this. Juicy, you wrong for that shit. You ain't had no business bouncing your ass on his face like that. Sweet. Swerve, Professor, y'all had no business going deep like that. Y'all had no. Y'all motherfuckers know y'all dick is big and good. Y'all had no business doing them hoes like that. Now them hoes calling y'all, harassing y'all, because they want some of y'all motherfucking dick. What the fuck wrong with y'all? Hot Time Radio is in trouble.
We're
taking over the world.
I got to cut you off. You know, we can't help what we do. You know, me, Pimp Sweet, Swerve, you know.
We are part of this. We are part of a group. It's called a BDA.
That's
it's the Big Dick Association. You know.
Oh shit! I just came.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I gotta drive the seat off.
I'm a proud member, and you know, for them niggas out there, you know, matter of fact, I'm a test a couple niggas, right? Okay.
Uh oh.
There's a spot, okay, and this is only for the BDA niggas. You can join whenever you want, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta be official, okay? And the only way.
Professor, excuse me, professor,
uh-huh.
Professor. They cannot join unless they are 9 inches and better. So be careful about what you're saying, because there's some short dick motherfuckers thinking they finna join.
Oh, okay.
Clarify that shit, nigga, before you get wrote up.
This hole that you can reach inside of a woman, and only BDA niggas. Now this hole, okay, you have your regular pussy with the walls, right?
Oh.
I mean, if you go a little bit deeper, right? A little bit deeper. If you go a little bit deeper, your head should be able to reach the different angles and then touch the back.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. I just came again.
Yes,
excuse me.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Can I look it up, please? Get on my phone immediately.
Stop.
Let's go.
Stop. Oh,
let's
shit. Excuse me.
This is only for BDAs. Only for BDAs. It's a deep embedded hole in a woman, okay?
Oh,
and I'm going to challenge you niggas to ask your lady or whoever you're dealing with is if you hit that hole. Because if you hit that hole, then you're doing some things, okay? And you are allowed to be a part of the BDA. You rescue bust ass niggas, just stay clear, okay? Stay clear, keep it in your pants. You know what I'm saying? Don't even pull out the ruler. Because if you got to ask yourself, if you got to think about asking yourself, then you're not a part of it. I'm sorry. The professor, bitch.
But professor, that shit right there. Professor, excuse me, cause you just got rolled up. Because what I'm trying to tell you is that same technique right there is causing bitches to be bipolar. It's causing bitches to be paranoid, schizophrenia. See, y'all niggas with this good ass dick is causing bitches to lose their motherfucking mind. Us hoes need Juicy, L, anybody that fuck with Hot Side Radio. I don't know about nobody else question, but all I know is that if you fuck with Hot Side Radio, you sitting on some shit. We grip tight, we keep it fresh and wet, baby. And if your nigga ever get a taste of this shit, he's gone. We send back niggas that's empty. We send back only a flesh, a body. We keep the souls with us. Because once a nigga done had this shit, bitch, you will never have him like you once thought you had him. This shit is major over here at High Top Radio. Right now, we being investigated by the feds. And that's because they trying to fuck. Oh, shit. Kill me.
Oh,
shit. Oh, shit. I'm in trouble. The IRS is looking for me.
Oh,
the internal real motherfucker service. I'm sorry.
Okay, lady, leave it. Chill the fuck out. I'm doing 90 right now. I can't.
I'm sorry.
I cannot handle it well. I wish you
would. I'm sorry.
Car right now. Pull right the fuck over and put all the seats down. You know what I'm saying?
Oof.
And put your legs on both the headrests and just put my face so deep in that motherfucking pussy. You know what I'm saying? You'll be tripping for a week.
Oh, shit. I just. Oh, shit. Stop talking like that, because y'all know how. Y'all had to skew my pussy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't get crazy over dick. I make a dick crazy over me. What you say, Jodeci? I ain't hear you.
Sit on my old bike.
I don't know.
Baby, won't.
ago. If I can see you again, I'd go crazy.
Sometimes the switchboard gets stuck. I ain't got no control over this shit. I didn't make it. But shout out to the switchboard because it's standing the fuck up. Shout out to Schizo Productions. Shout out to 38 Hot, my Nuka Nuka in Texas holding it down. Shout out to Showstopper. Shout out to Leonidas. You know who the fuck you are. Shout out to my daughter Melissa. Shout out to Hot Top Radio. We are a beast. We bring nothing but reality and the motherfucking truth. And if you can't accept it, I can tell you this much. Do me a favor. Load the clip and fire that motherfucker. Because you are better off dead. You're useless. For all y'all psychotic-ass, bipolar-ass, schizophrenic-ass bitches that slice your riches. Uh-oh. Shout out to 4 Loco. All y'all niggas that be spazzing out over some pussy. All y'all weak-ass hoes that spazz out over some dick. Hot Talk Radio is... We don't approve shit like that. You get cussed the fuck out, rolled up, and sent to the special ed class. You don't go to the rolled up class, because the rolled up class is a special class. It's buster free. So all y'all bust-ass motherfuckers that losing y'all mind over a good dick or a good piece of pussy, I tell you what. Drink some poison, and once you're dead, I will fuck your nigga on your casket. I will ride your nigga face. At your wake. I don't give a fuck about y'all bitches. And for y'all niggas that have caused me, Juicy, and the rest of us super bitches of the world problems, I know some niggas. No comment. Because the niggas wouldn't even want me to tell you the shit that they'll do to y'all asses. You're irrelevant. We don't deal with weak motherfuckers. Only the strong shall survive here at Hot Talk Radio. If you're looking for some weak shit, this is not the station for you. We understand we are not the people's station. This is the world station. And if you're looking for some weak shit, you need not apply. Bitch, I will fuck you, wipe my pussy, and hand you the rag to clean your face with. No, that didn't come out right. But that's because I don't give a fuck. What is here? There's some shit popping up on the screen. However, I will fuck your nigga, wipe my pussy, and hand you the rag. That's just how I don't give a fuck about none of y'all hoes. Y'all bipolar-ass, schizophrenic-ass bitches, take a pistol and blow your heads the fuck off. And I promise you, on the day that we bury you, it will be a celebration. Hot Top Radio will have a party. We don't care. Do us a favor and rid yourself. Get rid of yourself. You're no longer needed. You are the missing link. Any real nigga ain't gonna fuck with no weak ass bitch. Only weak motherfuckers wanna kill they self, harm they self, cause shit ain't going that way. That's weak shit. Strong motherfuckers move on to the next segment in life. What's next? What's bigger and better than this bullshit right here? Cause just believe, if a nigga got some good dick, it's a nigga with some better. If a bitch got some good pussy, it's a bitch with some better. So why kill yourself off of some good shit when there's something better out there? You ignorant ass bitches. Take your motherfucking Prozac and go to sleep. Stop calling around harassing people trying to prove a point. I got a statement to make. For you bitches that's calling around to my friends talking about shit is back to normal. It's a stupid motherfucker that think poverty is back to normal. What's normal about going from riches to rag, you broke bitch? You want to eat my pussy. What make you think your nigga wants you? You want to eat another hoe pussy that he eat. Most niggas don't like to share. They don't give a fuck if it is with another bitch. You don't share what's good. Dumb hoe. Go sell your pussy because you seem to be bored. I sell game. It's a difference. When you get bored and you ain't got nothing else to do and you want to call my people, go sell your pussy. That'll give you something to do. Okay. Now, for those of you all that need something to swerve out of the conversation that we needed to get a hotline started, for those that needed a way to express themselves and let their topics be known and whatever they may be feeling, you can block your number and call this number. Hot Talk Radio has their own confessions line. This is the line where you call and leave your different topics, whatever you want to discuss, any, you know, situations that you might be going through, and we will discuss it totally anonymous. Nobody will know your number. Block it. Star 675. Y'all ignorant motherfuckers that don't know the star 67 blocking number. It's a lot of bitches that know that because a lot of hoes be blocking their number calling me by their men. And I keep telling you, I can't make your men want to be with you. I can't make your man want to fuck you. I can't make your man leave me. Because once he done tasted this shit, why the fuck go back to some bullshit? Whew. All right. This is the number to Hot Talk Radio's line of confession. 75674 Libra. LIBRA for y'all motherfuckers that can't spell. 75674 Libra. Again, that's 75674542 for those of you out that don't know how to figure it out from the keypad. Dial that number, star 67-757-745-4272, and leave any topics that you want to discuss, any situations, anything. And if you're lucky, Swerve might answer the phone, Pepper Sweet, Juicy, L, me, Super Felsen. If you're lucky, we might answer the phone. If not, leave your message on there, and we will discuss it openly on Hot Top Radio. If it's a topic, we will create it and satisfy your every need. We're here to save the world one show at a time. We're not here to harm the human race. Shout out to Fola Loco. However, for those of you all that want to get in contact with Lady Libra as far as sending you music, trying to get an online interview, whatever the case may be, send it to hottalkradio@gmail.com. Our number to Hot Talk Radio is 4049-HOT-119. Again, that's 4049-468-119. Tune in. Call in. We're available. Leave a message. Block your number. Who gives a fuck? That line is anonymous. We do us. So we suggest you do you. Swerve, can you go ahead and do your clothes out, boo-boo? Swerve?
What's the deal?
Can you go ahead and do your clothes out, boo-boo?
Yeah, goddamn. Swerve on www.djswerveg.com. I'm out. Real short.
You know
sweet.
What? You stupid as fuck. That's the kind of shit I be talking about. Professor, can you go ahead and do your clothes out, boo-boo?
Yes, ma'am. You know, you can reach me at
Facebook.com/NuttyProfessor1. That's the number one, Facebook.com/NuttyProfessor1. Real quick, on a good note, ain't no pussy like pussy, but ain't no pussy like some new pussy, okay?
Uh-oh.
That's all busters out there, you know, that want to kill yourself over females. I'm going to say it again. Ain't nothing like some pussy than some new pussy. It might
Uh-oh.
Be wet, but it's new. You understand? So please, do not drag on the female because you feel some type of way or you're in love. I know all about being in love. I know all about that shit. It's a beautiful thing. Thank God that you learned to love and move on.
Uh-oh. That what I'm talking about. Fuck you, dumbass, psycho-ass. All right, Swerve, do your close out. I mean, damn, not Swerve. Sweet, excuse me, Paula Loco.
Hey, man, I just want to say, man, whoever is the guy that works in the registration office, man, could you please drop my Buster free class? Could you please drop me from the Buster class? I don't got there, tried to drop the class like my 20 times, and unfortunately, I'm still enrolled in this motherfucker. So could you please get me up out this motherfucking Buster class, man? I ain't got time to keep coming up in this bitch, man.
Shut the hell up, cuz. That my cuz, y'all. Y'all wonder why I'm stupid. Imagine him. Juicy, do your clothes out, Nunca Nunca.
I just
want to
say, happy holidays. So.
Oh, shit.
You know, just be real to yourself and try to be happy. You know, life is too short to be anything but happy. Juicy.
I agree. And my clothes out, gosh, I'm dumbass bitch. Get your shit together and understand that a grade A bitch is going to always win. So if you're not grade A, be prepared to be a loser for the rest of your life. And if killing yourself will make you feel better, go right ahead. Because I promise you, when you're dead, we shall continue to rock the party, to rock the party, to rock the motherfucking party. We will not lose any sleep because you're gone, because you are insignificant, and you are a motherfucking unknown-ass, Jane Doe-ass bitch. We'll holler. It's like leave it coming through your motherfucking speaker. Shout out to Showstopper.
Yo, said I rock for the east and I rock for the west. Yeah, they know who the best. Said I rock for the north and I rock for the south. Showstopper about to turn it out. And it go a little something like this. Check it. Yo, yo, pull up in a new whip. Flow like rock steady on the beat, Ken Swift. Shit, I need y'all to witness the way I make the motherfucking dope lit gymnast. If you a real DJ, nigga, spin this. Classic, vintage, flow with ferocious, vicious, terrific, prolific. Champion like motherfucking Robinson the Listen. Hall of Fame status, yeah, Kyle Ripken. Showstopper, Henny beat, yeah, I'm ripping. I got a bad bitch with a tight kitten. I see you haters hating 2020 vision. Feeling like Antarctica with all the ice grilling. Ice on my ring, something like Scottie Pippen. What you call swagger, I'm the definition. Ride or die, NY division. Vision, we winning. I'm the star of the show. Y'all in the mix. Get the house, that's the motherfucking crew. Middle fingers up, tell the haters, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Y'all know I'm the truth. When I hit the booth, going off the 90 proof. Y'all don't wanna see the wolves loose. Better wave the white flag, call it truth.
That real hip hop.
Untouchable like Bruce Lee. Fuck it, I'm going off the juice. Gotta smoke a blunt, break like Babe Ruth. NYC, rep it all day, B.
All day.
Down in ACL, collar par zone 3.
What?
Old school, new school, I'm a mixed breed.
Yep.
Peter Piper, Run DMC. 2011 for the OGs. Rest in peace, Jam Master J. Rockstar status like Walk This Way.
When
I'm not Aerosmith, so so arrogant. Get so house, y'all don't wanna challenge me.
Rock, 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 rock,